Okay, so welcome back, and this is kind of final presentations, and we can move over to open panel. Then I think my colleagues Matt Olish, who was presenting in today's webcast, and also Brian McCutcheon, they just come back to the room. So this is just open panel, final one, pretty much open panel discussion Q&A. So this is the final presentation. I just wanted to spend some time to quickly go through the more kind of hands-on work. So what I want to what I want to wanted to demonstrate is one is a real quick HANA Developer Edition deployment using SAP Cloud Appliance Library. Do you Anyone familiar with SAP CAL or SAP Cloud Appliance Library? I mean, I can show this one. SAP Cloud Appliance Library. Everyone familiar? Everyone using this? You like it? Someone says yes, someone shaking their heads. This is very easy, and this is completely free of charge. I mean, I'm not familiar. I'm not sure if how often you are using HANA Developer Edition, which is kind of for a trial, the version, which is completely free of charge. I'm not sure, all the feature of HANA Enterprise Edition is available in Developer Edition, but this is this is kind of the what SAP provides for you guys and customer to familiarize with HANA technology. So this is one thing that I wanted to demonstrate if you're not familiar. So yeah, I have already logged in into this Cloud Appliance Library using my email address. This didn't cost me anything. This is completely free of charge. Then so this is cal.sap.com. So if you click solutions, this is listing all the trial software that you can spin up in the cloud. Then you can search by Azure. Then you see a three trial versions. One is HANA Developer Edition, just HANA database. Second one is NetWeaver AS ABAP and BW 7.4, SP8 on SAP AEC, which might not be very relevant to today's topic. But last one is NetWeaver ABAP BW on SAP HANA Developer Edition. So I did not do all the comparison between Platform Edition, Enterprise Edition, Developer Edition. Maybe someone in this room might know much better than me. But I just wanted to demonstrate how you can deploy. So sorry, this is my bad, but I mean, I'm just trying to demonstrate how to deploy these trial software of SAP HANA to Azure. So it's completely same process. So you can pick up this NetWeaver BW. Let's say this is a HANA database. It's completely same process. So you already registered your Azure account in this account setting. Then just create instance button. Then sorry, this is screen resolution, but it says in Azure, this NetWeaver BW is going to create two VMs. One is A7, two is A5. A7 is for backend database. A5 is for SAP front end, which means like having SAP GUI. And in case of HANA, it is in HANA Studio, all the front-end software installed in a small Windows server. Then you can activate. then you set you select you know the Azure account that I registered in advance. Then you say press OK. Then you know just giving me a dialog to put all the basic parameters like password. So I think you know recently SAP redesigned this cloud appliance library's user experience. So I think they are using a Fiori. Then they also redesigned the SAP, software download center. Then initially I was pretty much struggling, and now SAP is moving to this direction. It's not performing well, but yeah, my point is, you know, this is just, you know, 3 minutes cooking. So, you know, the dialog is supposed to be showing up to allow me to input the user ID and the password and the very basic, dialog. Then it will take in case of HANA developer edition, it takes approximately 60 minutes to complete the deployment to my Azure account. So I can show you. I can show you all the destination is a version 1 ASM deployment mode, but I created this one. So this PCSA inst SAP, this is a HANA developer edition running on D14 virtual machine. D14 virtual machine. So it is pretty much, you know, all the Azure is not free of charge, but it does not attach premium storage, but this is good enough. I mean, just, you know, logging into the, you know, through HANA administration console, you can play around. You know, the HANA developer edition that you deploy in Azure, then you can test. Maybe in my case, I am, just learning HANA from this toy because this is pretty much, you know, good enough to understand for training purposes. And also for evaluation purposes, maybe you might want to test Microsoft Power BI, if this is indested by any chance, then you know. So Microsoft Power BI is completely free of charge. You know, BI as a service. Then you know, SAP HANA connector is already installed in Power BI desktop software. So once you download it, then you have a connection to SAP HANA that you are running in Azure. Or maybe anywhere else, so you can, click database and SAP HANA database. I mean, this is kind of, you know, evaluation purposes, and you do not need to license with HANA Enterprise Edition. I'm not sure if this is coming. Sorry. It is always, it is supposed to work, but sorry, it's, you know, maybe you can try by yourself. So this is, I'm sorry, I'm just going back to HANA Azure. So how to deploy HANA Developer Edition is, this slide is included in the HANA ADS PowerPoint slide that you can download from GitHub, the latest version. So you can use, SAP Cloud Appliance Library, SAP CAL. Then you can pick up a trial version, then deploy in Azure. So all the technical documents available in Microsoft website and also, you know, SAP's website. So this is pretty much easy. Then this is good for you to play around with HANA, Developer Edition. This is one way to deploy, manually deploy the HANA in Azure. Second way is just going back to the original slide. Building SAP HANA in Azure PowerPoint. So this is pretty much, you know, the intent of having this, you know, PowerPoint and document is, you know, you can manually set up, you know, non-production HANA Platform Edition or HANA Enterprise Edition together with NetWeaver, together with S/4HANA, together with the Business Suite. I mean, this is pretty much, you know, step by step, you know, installation guidance with all the screenshot. So, yeah, I mean, you can access the latest version of this document in this OneDrive. And you know, for those who are not very familiar with NetWeaver and SAP, you can also have separate guidance on how to set up a NetWeaver application server. All SAP professional, it's nothing special, but for those who are coming from Azure background, yeah, I think this might be a good lead. So, you know, in the very beginning, you can begin with, you know, setting up HANA Platform Edition, HANA Enterprise Edition in Azure from scratch. Then you can open up this endpoint to allow access from, you know, party, or maybe allow access from SAP HANA Studio, maybe from Power BI, for example. So I'm just putting all the input parameters. Then this is how you design the underneath, you know, the storage in Azure to support, you know, the HANA workload. So I'm just, you know, listing all the links which is useful for this HANA on Azure setup. So this slide number 8 is, you know, just giving you, you know, kind of a high level procedure, how to set up in HANA Enterprise Edition in Azure. Then you can set up S/4HANA on top of this. So this is kind of first step. So this is nothing new to the SAP, you know, people, but you know, downloading HANA installation component, that's one thing. Then you can deploy SUSE Linux 11 or SUSE Linux 12 from Azure Marketplace. Then you can connect to SUSE Linux. I can quickly demonstrate. This is a very basic Azure demonstration, but just in case, if you want to see the how to set up from scratch. So maybe many of you have never accessed, you know, tried Azure. So, you know, this is very basic, you know, 3-minute cooking demonstration. So once you get you know, Azure subscription, then the first thing that you can do is you know, push a new button. Then you can you know, pick up SUSE Linux, for example. So in case of HANA setup, you can pick up SUSE Linux 12 or 11. So let me choose 11, for example. Then you can choose the deploy model. Resource Manager is a version 2, which is a new one. Classic is version 1, Azure Service Manager. Let me choose the Resource Manager because this is you know, requirement for SAP certification. Then you can come up with a good naming convention. So in this case, maybe BM Dallas. Username can be Azure user, password or public key. You can choose. Oh. Then then you can choose you know, which substitution you are going to use. Then you can specify resource group, like I prefer to use RSZ, and you can specify resource group name, and you can choose the location to deploy this VM. Then you can choose a VM size, so pushing a view all. Maybe I think you know you can begin your HANA setup from in my documentation. I'm using DS14 version 2, but yeah, I mean you can try you know using a smaller VM like DS13 or may even you know standard storage. You can try. It's worth trying. So I chose a DS13 version 2. I strongly recommend you to come up with a really nice naming convention for all the objects like you know storage account. Then you use a premium storage in this case. You can try a standard storage, but you know sometimes HANA does not start up, and you know sometimes it's a horrible. You know, performance, and I don't know what's going on in the back end. Maybe HANA is trying to preload all the data. Then, yeah, I mean, HANA Studio might be pretty much, you know, poor performance. Virtual network, you can specify, like, I prefer to use, prefers to name it like a BNT. Public IP address, just simply changing the name of the object. Nothing special, anyone can do this. Then pushing OK. Then, yeah, all the validation has passed, then I can start the deployment. So in maybe 3 minutes or 4 minuses, SUSE Linux 11 SP4 in this case is deployed to Azure VM, you know, my Azure subscription. So let's say I have already, so maybe in 3 minutes, you know, once you see your Azure VM deployment is complete, then you see, you know, this one I already did and 10 minutes ago. Then you pick up, you know, VM, and you can manually attach, you know, premium storage disk. So manually attaching a new disk, this case. Then you please make sure to use premium storage in this case. 128 is a P10. Then you know this will give you only 500 IOPS per disk. 512 will give you 2300 per disk, and you know 1023 it's a P3. So it's taking time to you know reflect on the screen. So let me choose you know P20. I use a P20 in many cases. Then host caching for HANA database file, please make sure to use a read only. For HANA database log, please make sure to use a none. So this is very important. So once you attach premium storage disk, then you know Microsoft you know start to you know Microsoft detect you know that you are using premium storage, then you know charging will start. So if you leave all the you know premium storage as they are, then you know please make sure that you check the you know the bill from Microsoft. In the past, I make you know my personal mistakes, and you know I forgot to you know check all my you know the Azure bills, and you know, it was expense, you know, it was, you know, investment. So, I mean, this PowerPoint is pretty much step by step. So, I mean, you know, just, you know, just beginning with, you know, how to, you know, downloading all the HANA software. Also, you know, HANA SAP Software Download Center is redesigned recently, but still, you know, to give you idea how to, you know, obtain HANA software, also you need to have access to the SAP Service Marketplace. Then, you know, as I demonstrated, you know, you can, you know, deploy SUSE Linux VM in ARM deployment model, putting all the input parameters. Then once the VM deployment is complete, you can attach, you know, premium storage disk like this. So I think, you know, you can download all the PowerPoint in your desktop. So then I attached, you know, so Party is, you know, I think everyone knows how to use, how to run a Linux command from a Party or any other Linux console. But I just, you know, attached the sample script of the Linux command. So maybe you can check the all these sample scripts, then you can change the all the you know, host name. You know, in this case, I'm using you know, host name VM HANA test 10. You can change yours. So pretty much it is like, it is, you know, just setting up a software raid on Linux. So for those who are very familiar with Unix and Linux, this is a very easy task. For a Windows professional like me, you know, I keep Googling, you know, all the Linux, SUSE Linux command, but this is just sample script, and I hope this is useful. So once you set up, you know, software raid to kind of, you know, combine, you know, multiple premium storage disk, P20 disk or P30 disk or P10 disk, then you can, you know, upload HANA installation files to Linux VM. Maybe in my case, I'm using WinSCP2. This is very useful. Then you can, you know, run a very basic Linux command to install HANA database. So, I mean, you know, HANA setup itself is very easy and very quick. I mean, it is just, you know, one command to, you know, do a HANA database setup. So it is pretty much different culture from SQL Server and all the Windows software. But this is, you know, real quick. And, 20 minutes, and I think I'm very confident I can do a time management in this session. Anyway. I also attach a sample script for HANA installation. So we are currently internally discussing, you know, maybe we can start to provide, you know, more automated, you know, automation tool for HANA installation in Azure. So like Rick demonstrated in today's session, I mean, he was talking about, you know, Azure Resource Manager, and also PowerShell DSC to automate VM deployment, like I demonstrated, you know, my manual deployment of SUSE Linux VM to Azure. This can be automated through Azure Resource Manager, you know, having a script and JSON script, you can automate. And also even HANA installation itself, it is one HANA HDBLCM command, but you can also, you know, embed it, you know, running these, you know, HANA installation command in, sorry, Rick, you're just asking a question, sorry, Rick. Question is, PowerShell DSC can be used for SUSE Linux.
Yes, it does. I didn't show it, and I'm not sure if there's some special extensions that you need to download for that, but yeah, there's
okay.
There's an extension for that.
Okay. So yeah, pretty much, you know, Azure Resource Manager and PowerShell DSC, these are, you know, pretty much usable to automate a HANA installation. So I hope we can create such a, you know, the script to automate a HANA deployment in Azure, rather than doing all the installation manually. But still, you know, it is good to have, you know, this kind of a step-by-step, you know, setup guidance to help you, you know, install all the customized, you know, HANA installation. So this takes me like, you know, 2 hours or 3 hours to complete the HANA database installation to me. I mean, just helping a customer set up for HANA dev test environment in Azure. So lastly, you know, just in setting up a HANA console from client side, this is very easy. So once you set up, you complete the HANA database setup, then you can spin up another VM. This, you know, in this case, you know, I'm, you know, showing, you know, attaching a NetWeaver ABAP server, which is running in Windows, or OS can be Linux, or it can be SUSE Linux, it can be Red Hat Linux. OS can be different from HANA's OS. Then, yeah, you know, app server can be NetWeaver, this can be S4HANA, this can be BW, this can be anything. Then AP server, DB server, sit in the same virtual network. Then you might want to have you know, HA you know, configuration for database AP server. So this is pretty much a starting point of you know, the setting up HANA-based system from very scratch in Azure. So you know, this is a link to, you know, I don't think, you know, you need a step-by-step for NetWeaver app server. Many of you, but for those who are very new to SAP, you know, this guidance might be useful. Any question on this HANA setup? Good. And actually, okay, 15 minutes, so I've got, so I can, if there's no question, I can go back to the morning session. Sorry. This, you know, I'm sometimes very, you know, not sometimes, I often tend to forget my time management, and, you know, I think, you know, the morning session building NetWeaver in Azure portal, I could not really finish, you know, my explanation. So maybe I think I might need 5 or 10 minutes, you know, to revisit, you know, building a NetWeaver system via Azure portal. Sorry, you know, morning, this morning, I think there's some, you know, file replication issue, but now you can see in GitHub all the latest document should be in GitHub, including the presentation that, you know, I showed in the case study session. I mean, including some answer thread. That's what I'm asking to Ben. I hope he can do it.
Taka, question for you.
Yep.
On this solution that gets deployed, and I can't check it right now, so I can't tell, but is it all V2 resources, ARM resources, or is there V1 resources in here as well?
So the question is HANA setup guidance based
On going from the template or from the portal. Does it deploy V1 or V2 resources?
I'm using version 2 in ARM.
It is okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's not certified.
If you're gonna revisit it, finish this session. We'll cut the recording and then we'll go back and visit it.
Okay. Yeah. I think. Okay. So no other question for this HANA on Azure setup session. I mean, you know, this PowerPoint is pretty much, you know, step by step. So I think, you know, you can go back to your office and you can try and, you know, you can set it up by yourself.